Hello, everyone. Welcome to our program. My name is Johnny.
And I'm Laura.
You know, Laura, before we begin today's lesson, I want to ask you, what's your favorite love story?
Favorite?
You know, there's a lot of famous love stories.
我超喜欢爱情故事。你要我选一个，那我选一个最近我看过的好了。
Sure.
A recent one, okay. 如果你有看 Golden Bell Award, 也就是金钟奖呢、
uh-huh.
这个大人哥相信大家都知道吧。I really love that love story. It was a TV drama called 我可能不会爱你。
Right, right. I remember seeing, I didn't watch it, but I saw、
right.
the advertisements for it. Was it really、
right.
good?
It's really good.
So is it about like a boy just loves a girl?
It's more realistic.它其实比较现实、okay. 它不像那种 typical 就是一般的爱情故事就是、girl falls in love with boy or boy falls in love with girl 然后这种东西、uh-huh. 它其实有
boy loves
boy loves a girl、
okay.
它其实有讨论到一些就是比较 realistic 就是真实的一些、
okay.
就是 like choices you have to make in life
see,
those kind of stuff
okay、mm-hmm. well the reason I'm asking is because today's lesson is all about a famous love story so let's check it out
Romeo and Juliet.
Once upon a time in Verona, there were two families, the Montagues and the Capulets. They hated each other and always fought. The Montagues had a handsome son, Romeo, and the Capulets had a beautiful daughter, Juliet.One evening, Mr. Capulet held a party for Juliet. Romeo's friend, Mercutio, heard about it and asked Romeo to go with him. When they arrived, Romeo saw a lovely girl. Mercutio warned him,
"Stay away from her. She is Juliet Capulet."
Romeo thought,
"How can I fall in love with the daughter of my family's enemy?"
Upon, upon. The rich man built his house upon a beautiful mountain. The rich man built his house upon a beautiful mountain. Hold, 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 held, held.My boss held a meeting with us at 3 p.m. My boss held a meeting with us at 3 p.m. Lovely, lovely. Patricia is a lovely girl and many boys like her. Patricia is a lovely girlAnd many boys like her. Enemy, enemy. Although Thor and Loki are brothers, they're also enemies. Although Thor and Loki are brothers, they're also enemies.
You know, the reason why we're talking about love stories、
yeah.
is because today's article is about one of the most famous、
oh.
love stories ever.
Okay, 所以呢它是一个非常 famous, 非常有名的爱情故事。
That's right.
And what could it be?
Well, let's look at the article and then let's see if you can figure、
okay.
it out, okay? Well, the article begins, Once upon a time in Verona, there were two families, the Montagues and the Capulets.
OK, 所以哇好难念哦从前在这个意大利的差不多在西北边的一个叫 Verona 的地方呢在那边住了两个家庭一个是呢 Montague 还有 Capulet it will sound better in Italian
The more you hear it OK, well here we already have our first word power word uponNow, upon means on or onto, and it is usually used to show where something is.
Oh, okay. 其实 upon 这个字呢，在本课呢， 哎，其实有个特别的意思，因为我们要看整句是 once upon a time， 就是表示啊，像我们在看童话故事啊，就是很久很久以前，从前从前某个时候这样的意思，所以它就等于 a long long time ago。但是呢，如果我们单单来看这个字 upon， 它是一个介系词，表示在什么上面这样的意思哦。那我们来造个句子，其实在常常我们在童话故事我们会看到 once upon a time 都会常常这样提到 once upon a time there lived a beautiful princess named Snow White、
That's、
比方像是这样子的句子啦、
right. Well here's another sample sentence The rich man built his house upon a beautiful mountain The rich man built his house upon a beautiful mountain
当然在这里就是表示在什么上面的意思就是那个有钱的男生把他的房子建在一个美丽的山上
So remember there's two families in、
right?
this story The Montagues and the Capulets And the article says they hated each other and always fought
哇、所以这两个家庭呢他们呢彼此讨厌对方
That's right
OK 并且呢他们总是怎么样Fought 就是 fight 的过去式哦、就是打架的意思。那刚刚我们还看到 each other, 其实它跟 one another 都有彼此这样的意思。For example, the twins can wear each other's clothes.
That's right.
How convenient.
Okay, moving on with the article, it says the Montagues had a handsome son, Romeo.
OK, 所以 Montague 这个家族呢他们有一个非常的帅气的一个儿子叫做 Romeo. OK, 我已经知道这个故事了。
OK, so you know what the story
yeah,
is?
Yeah, 就是 Romeo and Juliet.
That's right,
okay,
Romeo and Juliet.
那 handsome 都知道就是很英俊的意思啦。You can also use good looking to describe somebody who's very good looking, 很帅。你也可以用 good looking, 或是很好看。
That's right.Or hot.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, moving on, it says, and the Capulets had a beautiful daughter, Juliet.
Okay. 那另外一个他们讨厌的那个就是彼此是世仇的这个 Capulets 的家族呢他们呢则是有一位非常美丽的 daughter, 女儿就叫做 Juliet.
That's right. So, the article then says, one evening, Mr. Capulet held a party for Juliet.
OK, 那有一天晚上呢、这个 Capulet 先生呢他就啊这个举办这个一个舞会而且他是为了他的女儿 Juliet.
Now here we have another word, power word, hold. Hold in this sentence is a verb, and to hold means to organize and have an event or activityAt a certain time and certain place. Now, we can also use the verb form of the word host to mean the same thing.
That's right. 那我们来看一下课文呢的 hold 是什么意思呢它就是表示举行或是举办这样的意思哦。它是一个动词。它的动词三态的变化为 hold, held, held,、H-E-L-D.那常常我们就会说 hold a party, 或者甚至呢这个诶我们要举行一个会议 hold a meeting,、甚至于 hold an event, 或是各式各样的 event 活动我们也可以用 hold 这个字。而刚刚 Johnny 老师补充的很好他说其实常常我们也可以用 host 这个动词呢同样也是有着这个主办一个舞会啦会议这样等等。那通常其实办派对在口语上我们还可以用 throw a party.
That's right.
Throw 的拼法是 T-H-R-O-W.
That's right. Now here's a sample sentence. My boss held a meeting with us at 3 p.m. My boss held a meeting with us at 3 p.m.
Oh, okay. 我的老板他们三点的时候呢就跟我们一起开会。
Okay, now back to the article. It says Romeo's friend Mercutio...heard about the party,、and asked Romeo to go with him.
OK, 这里我们看到 Romeo 的朋友的名字 Mercutio, 就是我们不常听到这种名字、他就听到、要办派对耶他就说、那 Romeo, 你要不要跟我一起去啊、OK, 不过这里我们要先要停一下因为我们看到 heard about、这样子一个用法其实就是表示听到有关什么什么事情可是呢其实我们常常也很想知道像是 hear 的相关用法比方像是 hear of, hear from 这就是非常常见的、那到底要怎么用呢很简单我们当然要请教我们的英文快译通老师
英文
快译通
Oh yeah Where did you hear that? I don't believe you. I don't want to hear that.
哎呦，洗冲沙，什么代志，话到这样大细声哈。
Mom, she said I'm not your son.
究竟这名神秘女子透露了什么不可告人之事？ 明天同一时间，请继续收看《玫瑰随便演》。
同学们, did you hear something strange? 当我们使用 hear 时，是用来形容我们耳朵接收到的讯息，属于比较广泛的听。但若需要集中精神去聆听或听清楚的，就要用 listen， 像是 listen to music， listen to the radio。 那再回到我们今天要认识的 hear， 除了用来表示感官上的听以外呢，当它加上了不同的介系词，则会衍生其他的意思哦。例如 hear of 是用来表示听说过什么东西的存在，像龙在中国文化当中绝对占有重要的一席之地，所以才会有龙的传人这首歌嘛。Most
Chinese people have heard of dragons. Most Chinese people have heard of dragons.
是否真的有龙尚待考证啊，但多数的中国人都知道或听过龙的这件事情， Hear of dragons 确实是成立的哦。再来一个 Hear about 是用来表示听到关于什么的事情，这个在聊天八卦的时候最好用了。你有听说过大卫老师的秘密吗？
Did you hear about David's secret? Did you hear about David's secret?
听说他最近交了，还在摄影机后面瞪我了，我不能透露太多，不然会被灭口哦。你们大家都多注意他衣服的领口好了，那都有暗藏玄机的。And don't tell him you heard about this tip from me. 不要告诉他这个诀窍是我教的哦。还有 hear 也可以加 from， hear from 就是只收到某人的消息。像我以前在英国念书的时候，有一个很要好的土耳其室友 Aynur。 不过我回来台湾之后就渐渐失去联络了。一年前我又收到他的 email， 还看他小宝宝的照片耶，就可以说
I'm so glad to hear from Aynush again after I had lost contact with her for 2 years. I'm so glad to hear from Aynush again after I had lost contact with her for 2 years.
好，我们最后要总复习一下今天学到三个 hear 的片语哦。第一个 hear of 是指听说过什么东西的存在。 Hear about 是指听说关于什么样的事情，再来最后一个是 hear from 收到谁的讯息。那我们下次再见哦，拜拜。欢迎收看《玫瑰随便演》。啊，你本来都不是马上呢。What?
Why didn't I hear about this?
有啥没好听啊？阿塞把酒都买快出来。I
don't believe you. I don't want to hear this.
哎，凊彩凊彩，无代志，别好个大声声哈。Be good 哦，Be good。
So remember, Mercutio and Romeo are at the Capulet party.
Right.
Now, the article says, when they arrived, Romeo saw a lovely girl.
Okay, 这两个希望是帅哥啦，就是反正因为我不知道 Mercutio 帅不帅，反正他们到了这个派对的时候，哇！ 这时候Romeo就看到一个非常可爱的女生。
That's right. Now, here we have another word, power word, lovely. Lovely is an adjective, so we can use this word to describe the way we feel about something, especially people.
Okay.
And if we think something is lovely, then we feel it is beautiful, very nice, or attractive.
我懂了。Lovely这个字呢，常常我们会用来形容这个女生啦，或是人很可爱、很美丽这样的意思。那当然，你也可以用其他很多的形容词，像是 cute 或是 beautiful， 刚刚Johnny有提到，还有 attractive 是什么呢？就是非常吸引人的，或是很迷人的，我们就可以用 charming， charming。 Hey, Johnny, who do you think is lovely? Like, any celebrity or girl?
Well, Laura, of course, it'd have to be you.
Okay, I actually gave Johnny some money before this. 对啊，希望今天人好好哦。
Well, anyway, here's a sample sentence. Patricia is a lovely girl and many boys like her. Patricia is a lovely girl and many boys like her.
OK， 我们的例句这一句是表示 Patricia 是个很可爱、很漂亮的女生，很多男生都很喜欢她哦。Now
back to the article. It says Mercutio warned him or warned Romeo.
OK， 好，我回到课文。这时候 Mercutio 就是 Romeo 的好友死党，他这时候就怎么样？他就警告了罗密欧喽。That's
right. So here we see the word warn. Now warn is a verb, and it means to tell someone if they do something. something bad may happen. So you usually warn people when you want them to stop doing something.
哦，我知道，所以 warn 呢，在本课呢，就是有表示警告这样子的意思。所以如果你要警告某人什么事情呢，我们常常就用到这样句型 warn somebody about or of something。OK， 或者有时候你会警告别人说，哎，不要做什么事情，就可以用 warn somebody not to do something 这样的句型。For example, Mom warned us not to go too close to the fire.
Right, of course.
这很重要，就是妈妈警告我们不要太靠近这个火。
So why did Mercutio warn Romeo?、Mm-hmm. Well, the article says, Mercutio said, stay away from her. She is Juliet Capulet.
Oh, no wonder. So, 这时候他就说，哎，你要远离这个女生，因为她就是 Julia Capulet.
That's right.
Okay.
And their families are enemies, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now here we see the phrase to stay away from, and it means to not communicate with someone or not come too close to something.
所以 stay away from 就是远离这样子的意思啦。那接下来我们看到课文就说Romeo thought,
how can I fall in love with the daughter of my family's enemy?
就是 Romeo 就想、啊、我怎么可以爱上我家人的世仇 OK, fall in love 就是爱上某人
That's right. And here's our last word, power word, enemy. Enemy is a noun, and an enemy is a person, and this person is against you.
Oh, enemy 当然就是这个敌人啦或者是仇人那常常呢我们在卡通就会看到什么狗狗跟猫、mm-hmm. 他们都会讨厌对方、right. 我们就可以说 Cats and dogs have always been natural enemies 就是他们是天生的敌人 Or the Joker is Batman's most famous enemy
That's right, here's another one Although Thor and Loki are brothers, they're also enemies、
mm.
Although Thor and Loki are brothers, they're also enemies
对啊在雷神索尔当中呢这个邪神洛基跟索尔他们是兄弟哦可是他们也是敌人 enemies
That's right. Okay, guys, that's it for this part of our lesson. Let's go to our wrap-up. So we're at the end of the first part、mm. of our article on Romeo and Juliet.
真的耶。而且其实呢我其实个人还蛮喜欢这个故事的。因为我每次听到这个故事我就想到 Leonardo DiCaprio 是罗密欧。他在我心目中他长得蛮像罗密欧的。
Of course.、Mm. Well, you know, this story is so famous. It's been done so many times.
对啊。
People still use the
plays?
Theme. And, well, plays, movies, but also...Different characters will still have that same thing.
Yeah, 真的，其实很多故事呢，他们的灵感也是来自于这样子的一个剧情哦，就是可能家庭反对，可是很爱对方。
Okay, well, that's about it for today's lesson. Thank you guys for joining us, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
A-Fun 小聚会
Hello, everyone. 欢迎收看 A-Plus 小聚会。还记得这周的主题是轻松拒绝烂桃花吗？这边传授第二招好人卡公式，速速笔记下来这句话。You are really nice, but I don't see you that way. You are really nice, but I don't see you that way. 你的人真的很好，但是我对你没有那个意思。拒绝人家撕破脸以后遇到总是特别的尴尬所以如果大家还是好朋友才是皆大欢喜所以咯先跟人家说 You are really nice 你人真的很好你是一个好人 But 我没那个意思 I don't see you that way 那在这边跟大家分享一个题外话我们中文会说收到好人卡那英文有相同的用法吗其实有不过不是直译什么 good person card 啦而是我们应该要讲拒绝 turn down 拒绝的意思因此我们如果要说他收到好人卡就是 he got turned down he got turned down 所以 if you tell someone you are really nice but I don't see you that way then you make someone turn down 爱情是勉强不来的嘛那么第三招我们明天见分晓咯拜拜
Romeo and Juliet.
Once upon a time in Verona, there were two families, the Montagues and the Capulets. They hated each other and always fought. The Montagues had a handsome son, Romeo, and the Capulets had a beautiful daughter, Juliet. One evening, Mr. Capulet held a party for Juliet. Romeo's friend, Mercutio, heard about it and asked Romeo to go with him. When they arrived, Romeo saw a lovely girl. Mercutio warned him,
"Stay away from her. She is Juliet Capulet."
Romeo thought,
"How can I fall in love with the daughter of my family's enemy?"
A pawn. The rich man built his house upon a beautiful mountain. The rich man built his house upon a beautiful mountain. Held. My boss held a meeting with us at 3 p.m. My boss held a meeting with us at 3 p.m. Lovely. Patricia is a lovely girl and many boys like her. Patricia is a lovely girl and many boys like her. Enemy. Although Thor and Loki are brothers, they're also enemies. Although Thor and Loki are brothers, they're also enemies.